News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
It's a whole hoax, and you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media.
President Trump at a news conference lashing out as Democrats pursue their impeachment inquiry against him.
House Democrats are notifying the White House of a subpoena that will request documents related to President Trump's and the administration's interactions with Ukrainian government officials.
We are concerned that the White House will attempt to stonewall.
But Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says refusing to comply would be seen as obstruction of justice.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports Schiff had advanced knowledge of a whistleblower's concerns before the whistleblower filed a complaint against the president. Another dismal day on Wall Street. The Dow plunging 494 points, the Nasdaq losing 123, and the S&P 500 shedding 53. America is listening to Fox News.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now, you'd be toast.
And welcome back to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV this hour. Our guest, David Woods, candidate for mayor. We will be talking to him in a moment. We have breaks we obviously have to do. Jacqueline Tomlinson is here today, Rosie, and Izzy the intern.
Izzy the intern.
Full house. And we're looking forward to talking to a man who I saw. I bore witness to this. I saw him having dinner with Andy Griffith and Aunt Bea and Opie on TV. And that, as a fan of that show, impresses me. Talk about, we were talking about businesses, the Boulevard and all that last hour. Let's talk about a business that's up, running, and providing great products and bringing relief to people and pets here in the River Region. It is your CBD store. We love every business and service that uses our show to get the word out. But since your CBD store opened, I've been thrilled with the response I've gotten back from listeners through Facebook and emails about the success they've had with the products they sell. They're, of course, totally legal. There's no high involved in any of this. And they go with the top-of-the-line product line called SunMed. And you can use CBD products in oil tinctures, water solubles, gummies, soft gels, topical creams, I've used those, and the pet products, and I have three separate powerful testimonials on how effective they've been in helping dogs deal with chronic pain, arthritis, sleep, and anxiety issues. To find out more, my recommendation is, you've heard about these products, go to a place that's reputable, and that is your CBD store. Marissa and Laurie know the product line inside out. And they can answer your questions because this is about your health and making your life more livable and comfortable. And they can do that for you. They know their products. When I sent, they shipped a bottle of the animal dog treats to my daughter, Marissa actually cut a video explaining, you know, how it would work, how often to take it. They went to that extra trouble. They'll do that for you, too. They're at 8852 Minnie Brown Road. Just turn south at the Bojangles on Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. They're across from Adams Renfro in that plaza. Back with David Woods after we take our first break in the hour at 4:05.
The Big Bang Gang would like to remind you, the home of Superman is Krypton. The home of Batman is Gotham City.
I'm Batman.
And now there's only one home of the Big Bang Theory.
This will always be my spot.
That's right. Only one
home.
Because now the
only
place you can see the Big Bang Theory all week long is
weekdays at 5 on WCOV Fox 20.
We live here.
Yeah! Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Selma City offices are closed because of an employee sick out today. Mayor Dario Melton says employees in a number of departments took today off because they want better wages, additional equipment, and more staff. He's urging city council members to meet workers' demands. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Students and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each fraternity to go over the new member process. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy, Montgomery's first and only charter school. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign following a meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high days continues on Thursday and Friday. After that, I think we're done with records. The drought continues to worsen, but there's better news on the way. Hang on. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Friday, highs in the upper 90s each day. Still dry. Lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot. High 94. Rain chances, we'll put it at 15%, so not zero. And then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. That's a little better. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a cold front moves through the state. And that delivers some much nicer air as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. A big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, Happy Hour is ready to welcome David Woods, candidate for mayor here in the city of Montgomery. And we've invited you to ask questions on Facebook. We have a bunch of things there. Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorney and local businesswoman. Rosie, resident. I'm a resident. Izzy, do you live in Montgomery?
Yes, sir.
We all have an interest in this city, and I always made it my personal policy, David, to I don't care for it. Now, I don't mind if somebody calls and says, well, I moved to Prattville because I had to get out of Montgomery. My neighbor was crime-ridden and stuff like that. It makes me sad. It's a story that happens all over America. But the thing that intrigued me about your candidacy is you are a successful businessman. Why give that up for public office? There is a parallel here between what you're doing and what Donald Trump did. Trump has lost billions of dollars, but has brought a businessman's approach to government, and we've seen the economy go like gangbusters. Part of my question to you is, too, it seems like some of that economic success has bypassed Montgomery, because I work with local businessmen. Things are better than they were for the eight long years under Obama, but people are at least spending for things they might have been reluctant to in the past. So how can a businessman's approach to Montgomery government help voters?
Well, Greg, let me first say thank you for letting me be here.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be on your show, and we just want to say hello to all your listeners out there. As far as how a businessman's approach will impact Montgomery, if you look over the past 10 years, Montgomery's come through the recession. Montgomery's healthier today than it was 10 years ago. We have a vibrant downtown. The F-35 plant is already underway. So we currently have a business leader, and a business leader makes things happen. That's what we do. So I'd say right now, in spite of a few of the issues that need to be dealt with, we're the beneficiaries of a fairly good business leader as our mayor.
Yes.
And around the country, if you look at cities that are really vibrant, dynamic, growing cities, you'll often see a business leader at the helm. Right now in Detroit, Mayor Mike Duggan has turned Detroit, Michigan around. He took over in 2013 prior to being the running for mayor. Mike Duggan was the CEO of a hospital there, DMC, Detroit Medical Center. So he went out of that business into the public sector and has made tremendous progress in Detroit.
And that's always been known as like the poster city for hopelessness. Once, I mean, in World War II, it was one of the biggest, fastest growing cities in America and one of the most productive. And if you've ever seen the side-by-side comparison of Hiroshima today and Detroit today, you wouldn't know who got bombed at the end of World War II. Because, look, they plowed parts of that city under and turned it into farmland because they had no solutions. And this is where, yes, I even told Todd Strange, please run again. We were at a concert, the Happy Together concert.
Well, it was stable government, good leadership, and I think he and his administration every day thought about the best way to lead, guide, manage, and direct our city.
The thing that comes up, like from our Facebook, and we see it in your ads, improving schools. I think there's almost a universal opinion that restoring discipline to schools has to happen. But how much effect can the mayor of Montgomery have in that regard? The school board seems to be in its own little universe. They lie, I know that.
Well, the mayor has a platform, and that platform gives him access. So as mayor of Montgomery, what we plan to do is spend time with the superintendent, board of education, have round tables, and just focus on possible solutions. We'll study cities and other areas that have had good success in improving their school systems. You know, it's not unique to Montgomery. A lot of cities in the U.S. have school systems that are struggling. And so, what you have to have, though, is first you need to have a love for the children. First and foremost, in any type of educational capacity, I believe that's what people need. Then you need to be focused on trying to make a better system, benefit the system and not yourself. Unfortunately, oftentimes people get into leadership roles and they're more self-absorbed than they are focused on the needs of whomever they're responsible for. But I believe we've got our new school board, I think, has good intentions. They're working on solutions right now, and we're going to continue, and we're just going to put it in high gear and see and move fast, because the issue is there are 28,000 children in our school system. We had almost 2,000 children start kindergarten last month, and we owe it to these kids to offer them a good education. If we don't, we're really altering their life journey. So the stakes are very high. Therefore, as mayor, we're going to just put a lot of time and energy into trying to improve our school system. And I believe it can be done.
I would like Jacqueline and then Rosie to ask a question.
Oh, I have a question, but my question is more centered around the crime aspect of the city. So I noticed on one of your ads you were talking about these different locations.
Police precincts.
Right. But then I was thinking about it, and from my experience with law enforcement, officers kind of roam in districts. So unlike firefighters that are kind of set in a precinct and when a fire call comes in, they're dispatched from a central location. So how is that going to help with the crime having more precincts if the officers are kind of roaming in districts already? I just want to understand that a little bit more.
All right, several ways. One way is when you have a police precinct in an area, the entire neighborhood's aware that there's a police department there, that there are employees in that building, and it gives them a bit of security. Another thing you want to do is try to create relationships between law enforcement and neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And with a police precinct, sometimes that happens where you have neighbors come over and explain problems, share problems. And they may not be significant problems, but to the neighborhood, it is. Could be issues with noise, speed, or people going fast down their streets. So you increase communication, and really what happens when the relationships are strengthened between the public and police, invariably it affects crime in a positive way. Also, what it'll do is it'll reduce the time that police officers spend driving from their district back to headquarters downtown. Police spend a lot of time driving back and forth. With police precincts, they'll go to, you know, they'll start work there, they'll finish work there. There won't be quite as much transportation back and forth. You know, we have some police cars that are running over 100,000 miles a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't take long to wear out a car when you're driving at 100,000 miles a year.
Right.
Tires, fuel, that's expensive. The other thing these police precincts do, and this is not a unique idea, this is being done in other cities,
mm-hmm.
Is when you put these police precincts in, you put them in strip centers where maybe an anchor tenant has moved out.
Oh.
So instead of the police precinct, instead of the strip center going down because it has empty buildings, it actually strengthens the strip center because there's a police department there with big signage and black and white cars out front. So the other tenants feel safe. They don't worry about the crime element moving into the abandoned buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the problems we have in Montgomery is abandoned buildings. Urban blight.
We were talking about that, Rosie.
That was going to be
Rosie.
My question. Yes. Yeah. See, we were just talking about this before you got here.
So rather than build new buildings, which municipalities and government likes to do, our plan as mayors, whenever we're looking for new space, is to try to occupy existing space, vacant space. And as you fill vacant space, you reduce some of the urban blight issues.
Let's pause there because you know the business better than any guest that will ever sit in that chair. We have to take a break here at 4:18. But something to think about. It's an idea that I'd like everybody to give some feedback on from Karen on the Facebook thread. And it's been brought up in Montgomery Uncut. The idea of either teacher cams or classroom cams so that we can learn what's going on in the classrooms. It's not hearsay kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or teachers can then say, this is what happens in my classroom. What can we do to fix it and address troublemakers? Just something to think about. I probably just suggested something totally illegal or unconstitutional. that's my job. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway with the very noble job and something they've been doing for many years and honored in many ways for doing is to restore choices to lives that break that we don't even like to think can happen to us. But it does happen to somebody daily. They're in a wreck, they've had an operation go bad, or they're a wounded hero coming home from serving our country and they're facing a period of time, short-term, long-term, or permanent, where they're going to be very limited in what they can do. Gulf States Mobility, at first, before even addressing the physical aspects of the need of their client, goes to the mental aspect, which is working with people who want to do as much for themselves as they can. These horrible situations actually produce a human spirit that Gulf States Mobility engages to restore choices to people who do not want to lead a life of dependency. So that's what their job is, and they do that to the greatest extent possible with each and every client. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Should you need them, they do chairless for stairs, customized motorized equipment. Their number is 514-6590. David Woods in the house. 4:20 is the time. Traffic is next.
Checking the roadways, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A new accident to report, Southern Boulevard in front of Baptist. Be careful in that area. Use caution as you pass at Southern Boulevard in front of Baptist. Also, the East Boulevard in front of Home Depot. We had an accident there earlier. We're hoping that that is getting out of the way. But use caution in the area. I-65 and 85 building, there's a lot of traffic, but no problems right now. Also, 231 all the way to Wetumpka looking good. Highway 31 to Prattville, great this afternoon. Keep it here for more traffic updates. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners.
A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
4:23 on Happy Hour. David Woods, candidate for mayor, is our guest. Jacqueline Tomlinson is here. Rosie is here. And before we resume with our Facebook questions.
Who's ready?
To play.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game we got going on is the name game, and Michelle Green, this is your hour. Michelle Green, call 396-5477 by 5 p.m., please, and make sure that you're eligible to win that incredible gift package from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, a one-hour relaxation massage every month for a year. Considerable spoilage. Michelle Green, 396-5477. From the Facebook thread, I've been asked to ask you directly about claims, in parentheses, unfounded, that your campaign is smearing the Reid campaign, and also, because we're going to go to some of the information I have in front of me here, your plan to increase city revenue and to take on the infrastructure challenge we face. It seems like, from what I understand, the probate office has had extra money to work with because they boosted their budget, and in an economy when there is more tax revenue because people are spending because they're not paralyzed with fear, well, there's extra money there, and, well, the first thing we need to do is give raises. What do we have here with this? When he first became probate judge in 2013, salaries in the general probate office were just under $2 million. In his 2020 budget, the request was $2,400,000, 22% increase. Is that merit-based? Is that, I don't get that. That doesn't sound particularly efficient.
It sounds like someone who likes to spend taxpayer money, which is what a lot of politicians do. They get in, they spend money, make people happy, run for re-election, receive donations, get re-elected, spend money, make people happy. You know, this is how a business person thinks. We look at a budget and we make sure that every item on the budget is necessary, it's efficient, and we evaluate it line item by line item. And that's what you have to do in order to keep a business going. People with a politicians who really have a bureaucratic mindset, they think differently. We just see it all across the country with these long-term politicians free spending our tax dollars.
All right, and in addition to that, I see a list of expenses here. Now, I've got no problem with people taking time off and going to places they want to go, but we're paying for these, if I'm not mistaken. $1,800 for the National Conference of Probate Judges in Vail, Colorado, back in 2014. You know, you can make those journeys out of your own dime and deduct them from your taxes. Last I checked, if you really want to be a friend of the taxpayer. $1,600 for travel in May to Rhode Island.
But do we know if he paid them out of
I mean, do we know how he paid those? He very well could have paid them out of his own pocket.
These are...
I'm just asking, because I don't have the figures in front of me.
These are at the expenses of Montgomery County taxpayers, billing them $22,000 in total for all of this.
So they were paid through the state, like through the comptroller.
County.
The county.
Yeah, probate judge. $1,700 for a Santa Fe, New Mexico junket for a probate judge conference. I understand conventions where the latest technologies and stuff are introduced, but
$650 for iTunes cards?
iTunes cards. Now, certainly that's not going to break the bank, but really? We have to... Montgomery taxpayers are footing the bill for iTunes cards? And this information provided by Cheryl Thomas, finance director for Montgomery County. So...
Yeah, it's...
Go ahead. With all the needs in the city and in the area... This kind of stuff seems, if you were a businessman, would you authorize these expenses?
I would say as a businessman, there are a lot of these expenses that we probably would avoid, evaluate, consider, reconsider, but to me it seems excessive spending.
Has Mr. Reed been in the private sector at all? Does he know the things that a businessman, I know it from not only the standpoint of the people that support our radio station, but the man downstairs in this building and what he has to deal with, the great gift that Obamacare was to our company's ability to provide health care. Oh, it didn't go down by $2,500 a year. It's gone up 71%.
Unbelievable.
When the government gets involved. I'm a big believer in less government, more efficiency.
I'm with you. Less government is better. Government is expensive, and they have one source of income. That's our tax dollars. So the bigger the government is, the more we're paying.
When I first moved here...
I'm still shocked over the iTunes.
yeah. When I first moved here 14 years ago, my first meal was at a place that's now closed on Zelda Road. It was the old barbecue joint there when you just...
Country's Barbecue?
Yes. Yeah.
On the corner.
And I was sitting with Ben, the late Ben Hagler, and Rick. And we were just chatting, and Ben let it drop that the sales tax in Montgomery was 10%, and I almost spit my soda.
Right?
Yeah, so you have a 10% city sales tax, and you have a state income tax.
Yes.
And, well, property taxes here, well, you know what it's like in Florida.
Yeah.
My house would cost $1 million down there mm-hmm. with the way things are. And I don't live in a mansion. I live in a nice place. I love the city. This is the reason I care about this election, David.
Right.
I love the city. I know it can be better. I've seen Bobby Bright and Todd accomplish some pretty great things in reversing the decay process.
Oh, they both have done a good job. And let's talk about downtown. Montgomery has a dynamic mm-hmm. downtown. Mm-hmm. They both deserve credit. Mayor Bright really started downtown and then... Mayor Strange took it to the next level and then turned it loose. You know, 4 years ago, he announced that downtown was strong enough to stand on its own and that it no longer needed city resources to prop it up. So now it's been driven by private developers like John Tampa, for example, the hotelier that just opened up the Somerville Suites in the old Bishop Parker building, which, by the way, is a spectacular hotel. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 100-year-old building.
Mm-hmm. I remember when it was a furniture store.
Yes. Very good memory. But anyway, that downtown, there's live music 7 nights a week. There are quite a few restaurants there. There's several hundred people that live in downtown. So if you're there at night, there are people walking the sidewalks. You mm-hmm. see people walking their dogs. A lot of just excitement.
Can we do anything to sell the city besides have one sign after another acknowledging our... slavery history? Let me give you a quick example, real quick.
1, 2, 3.
Shannon Fontaine does this Haunted Hearst tour.
Yeah.
It is the single best historical reference of this town that you can have. You got to take little Steven on this.
I know.
But
I've heard great things about it.
The first open heart surgery done in a nondescript building. I forget the street it's on, mm-hmm. but he stops there because the doctor saved a guy that was either going to die if he didn't go in. Mm-hmm. But that was the first. There's a lot. I think if we look hard, we can celebrate more than things that happened 150 years ago that nobody today is responsible for.
I agree. And this is really a marketing issue. And what we need to do a better job of is marketing our strengths. And Montgomery has a lot of strengths. You know, we just talked about downtown, but we have some great museums here.
Just like yes.
Shakespeare Festival, Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, the Rosa Parks Museum, the Hank Williams Museum. We've got a spectacular zoo here.
Yes.
You know, if you visit zoos in other cities.
Well, I mean,
know, I'm looking at you like, my heart.
No, but when my daughter and her former husband were here for my wedding back in 2014, they were very impressed with the zoo because they understand that market.
Most cities don't have a zoo. We have a
correct.
Zoo.
And it's a good one.
The Biscuits.
The
ballpark.
Jacqueline, very good point. We have a great minor league baseball team here. It's the stadium's just unique.
Yeah.
The games are, in particular this past year, were very exciting. And it's a social event to go down there.
And aren't they starting to utilize it more throughout the entire year, having concerts and venues come there, so it's more of an entertainment space than just baseball?
Correct. Yeah, this morning they had an event there. The Chamber of Commerce had an event at the Biscuit Stadium this morning. So, yes, you're correct. They are trying to use it for various purposes, and it generates income. Because, actually, the city owns the stadium, and they have a lease with the Montgomery Biscuits.
Are there concerns that lease expires, I think, 2023? Attendance at the Biscuits games has been weak. When I first moved here, it's hot.
This summer was brutal. It's still brutal. October 2nd. Record heat.
I have a very close friend who says soon it will be cool. He promises. We got to take a break here at 4:33, and Rosie... You know, and Izzy, since you're a young person, you may not be old enough to vote. She's our Wednesday intern. You still have a future here. If you have a question, we'd like you to feel free to ask it, too. David Woods in the house, and we have really enjoyed talking to you. 4:33, traffic, your local news, and then we're right back. More questions from Facebook, too.
Checking your traffic. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident to report. Southern Boulevard in front of Baptist Hospital. Use caution in the area. There's still a little bit of a slowdown on the Eastern Boulevard right around Home Depot. We had an accident there earlier, but we believe that is out of the way now. Just heavy traffic this afternoon. And, of course, the 4:30 crowd getting off downtown are going to make the Atlanta Highway very busy in the next few minutes, as well as the interstates as everybody starts trying to get home on this Wednesday afternoon. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Friday is $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Selma City offices are closed because of an employee sick out today. Mayor Dario Melton says employees in a number of departments took the day off because they want better wages, additional equipment, and more staff. He's urging city council members to meet workers' demands. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy, Montgomery's first and only charter school. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign following a meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Students and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each fraternity to go over the new member process. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high days continues on Thursday and Friday. After that, I think we're done with records. The drought continues to worsen, but there's better news on the way. Hang on. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Friday, highs in the upper 90s each day. Still dry. Lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot. High 94. Rain chances, we'll put it at 15%, so not zero. And then Sunday, some widely scattered storms. High 91. That's a little better. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a cold front moves through the state. And that delivers some much nicer air as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. A big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Greg. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM at 4:39. Sidekicks, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Rosie, Izzy, the intern, David Woods, mayoral candidate in the House. And again, I don't want to hear any complaints if we see a lousy turnout on Election Day. I think that's what...
It's all about turnout, Greg.
Trump went out there and gave a message that reached people that felt they had largely been overlooked, ignored, taken for granted in the middle. You look at the electoral map, and it's mostly red. It's the elites that know how to do things better than we do, you know, and that kind of stuff. Couple of quick questions. One, and I don't even know if this the mayor has anything to do with this, will Highway 108 ever be completed? I had to go out to the waters. I was able to come back on that road, but I couldn't go south on it because there were barrels in front of it. That's a weird thing.
It's weird, and I never understood it. You know, it's tall.
Yeah.
It's answering that question is tough. I don't know enough to say.
I don't
say.
Know if it's state, city. Who's got
the... I don't know, but it should be completed because if they take that outer loop around to I-65 South, it will take so much truck traffic off of where I-85 and 65 run into each other. It also will take a lot of truck traffic down 231 South that'll pull it from the bypass.
Yeah. Taylor Road, too. I know people that live in Halcyon that back up on Taylor Road.
Every
Correct.
Day.
Both roads.
Every day. I don't understand, people. You drive this route every day. Like, what is the problem?
Quick thing, back to the either classroom cam or the teacher cam. Do you think those would be unconstitutional?
I think you might have an issue there. I think that that you would have to somehow circumvent some federal regulations with regards to privacy in schools and information of children and those types of things. But if you could circumvent that...
I think in schools, the teachers need to have a bit more support. And I think if there's
Absolutely.
A way to get classroom cams inside the classrooms, I believe it will help the teachers. Because oftentimes, especially in junior high school, teachers deal with one or two disruptive students. One disruptive student can really disrupt, prevent the entire classroom from learning. And what happens oftentimes is the teacher sends the disruptive student out of the class, he goes to the, or they go to the principal, and either they take disciplinary action, they maybe take him out of the school for a day, but he comes back in the classroom fairly quickly. If you had classroom cams and you could show video of what some of these disruptive students have done, they may not come back in the classroom quite as quickly. Over the last year, we've spent a fair amount of time with current teachers, retired teachers, principals, and we've learned quite a bit about issues that they deal with. And the teachers are oftentimes doing the best they can.
Nobody's teaching to get wealthy.
Right. We admire teachers, and if there are any teachers listening, I just want to say thank you for what you do. It's a tremendous service to society. And
but that's where the what's the name of the pastor? Is it Ken? I see his...
Ken Austin?
Yes, he's been on our show a couple of times. There's a guy that's going to the root of problems trying to help.
He's made a huge contribution around Montgomery, in particular in the Washington Park area.
But he's dealing with kids that have been basically abandoned. I mean, we were talking about this before you came. This is going to be very difficult for you to believe, David, but I got in trouble a couple of times in high school over women. Nothing sordid, just I bent the rules, I got suspended, and I was a lot more terrified about how my parents would handle my suspension than what the school did. It was that way for everybody. The schools knew the parents had their back.
Right.
That's changed. I don't know what changed it. There's no date that says this is the day that parents no longer believe when teachers or school administrators said your child is a problem. Need to address it.
Well, I think fear of parents is a good thing, and I believe fear of teachers is a good thing. And discipline administered properly is an effective way to modify the behavior of children. As you said, you were in trouble. Growing up, I misbehaved at times. And the...
By the way, your dad was one unbelievable man.
Well, thank you. I was very blessed to have had a great dad. He was a war hero. His name was Charles Woods. And I was the seventh of nine children. So he had become a very effective dad by the time I came along. And nothing got past him. If I had a bad thought, I was in trouble.
Well, there you go. That's how it should be.
But, again, back to teachers, though. The teachers need to be backed by the management of the school, assistant principal and principals. The parents should back the teachers. And I don't know how we've gotten to where it is today, but it seems to be that it's changed dramatically. And a lot of times teachers aren't able to do their jobs. When I was in school, I remember the teacher controlled the classroom.
Right.
But we don't allow teachers to control the classroom. That's the problem. We're not allowing people to do their jobs.
Because we use the term snowflake, might have their feelings heard. And then you got lawyers and they're...
It's
paralyzing.
Well, I'll take it a step further. And a lot of people may disagree with me, but I think that you asked, when did this start? I think it started when we took prayer out of schools.
Yeah.
I would agree.
We took fear of... So if you throw it out there, it's, fear of your parents, fear of administration, and fear of God. I mean, we said, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to take prayer out of schools. And you know what? We're not even going to say, the Pledge of Allegiance in some schools anymore.
You can't even have
a moment of silence because it may offend somebody who's offended by the silence that they're not taking. I mean, it's just... I think you put God back in schools, you give back the power to the teachers, and then you hold parents accountable for their children's behavior and say, we're not going to tolerate this.
I would agree with Jacqueline. I'm a very religious person, and prayer is powerful. And we need more prayer. I'd like to see prayer back in school. Prayer works.
How do you deal with the student, though, that says, well, I mean, nobody says you have to pray to a specific God.
Right.
Have that meditatory time, you know, for whatever purpose you choose to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way nobody's excluded. Oh, Izzy, we want
Izzy. Yeah, I do think prayer needs to be put back in school because I went to public school before I went to private school. And, like, I don't think we really prayed at all. I think the only time we ever prayed was when I was in elementary school. And then when I came to private school, my 8th grade and middle school, we pray every morning when we do, like, a morning announcement and all. And I think you do need to do prayer in the mornings.
There you go.
Touché, Izzy.
She's a student.
Very smart intern.
Yes,
but what were you asking? You were saying, like, what do you do about the kid that doesn't want to participate?
No, I was just saying that, you know, the objection might be, you don't have to pray.
Yeah, then don't.
We're gonna take 5 minutes, and you can do whatever.
You can do your crossword puzzle. You can play Sudoku. You can do whatever it is that you want to do, but...
But for those who choose to, can.
Absolutely.
We're going to come back, and David, our final Facebook challenge to you is convince us. You're the guy. That's what Jen Martin would like, and we'll use our last few minutes of your time to do exactly that. And by the way, if you get a break in your schedule between now and Tuesday, drop by again.
Thank you.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Then, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
By the way, we are saluting Jeff Balaki at Baumhauer's tonight as he moves on to take a position with a company in Georgia. So please join us. Jeff's done a great job for us on two different stints here with Blue Water. David Woods is our guest. He wants to be the next mayor of Montgomery. I like the, by the way, I meant to say this, he brought up the local precincts. I think of that Y building on Atlanta Highway just east of Taylor Road that's sitting there. It's right. A nice building. I could see that becoming, in Chicago, in the neighborhoods, when Daley ran the city, the first thing you learn when you were a kid and when you became a driver is where the local police station mm-hmm. was, if you had to drive there, because you didn't have cell phones and stuff. And then I'm so ancient, I predate 911, but we were all taught how to call the police. Yes, PO51313, I still remember the number. Exactly, I am that old.
I'm like, what?
Good Lord. But we would like to, Jen Martin on our Facebook thread, wanted you to take a few minutes and just sell us.
Yes, all right, I'd be glad to. First, let me share with you, a bit about me. I'm a business leader. I've had good success in the business world. I've owned a business here for 34 years, WCOV. We've met a payroll every week for 34 years, including going through the recession. Never missed a payroll. We've never had a layoff. So we know a little bit about running a business, and I think God has blessed us in that area. So that's first and foremost, we want to establish that. I'm a successful business leader. But let me share with you what my vision for Montgomery is, and let's kind of talk about going forward.
Yeah.
I believe my vision for Montgomery is safer streets, better schools, and more jobs. It's as simple as that. We have a crime issue in Montgomery. We need to deal with it.
Every city does.
We've got a major issue with our schools. As I mentioned earlier, we have 28,000 students here, and we owe it to these children. You know, one of the best gifts you can give a child is access to a quality education.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Education is the great social equalizer. Education also has the power to lift someone out of poverty. And a lot of people talk about some of our poverty issues in Montgomery. Well, let's work on our schools, improve them dramatically, and try to help children get out of poverty.
Yes.
And more jobs. We're going to market this city. And Montgomery has a lot of strengths we had talked about earlier.
Yes.
And we'll sell those strengths. You know, we have three big hospitals here, very successful medical centers. And that's a magnet when you're trying to draw people in particular retirees. Retirees are as an opportunity for us. Every month, 300,000 people in America turn 70 years of age. Every month. A lot of those people live up north. They want to move south when they retire. They go to Florida. But as you know, Greg, Florida's becoming congested and unaffordable.
Yeah.
So they're backing up. Georgia is picking up a lot of retirees right now. You know, Georgia has been a fast-growing state for the last 6 or 8 years. And a lot of it is people moving down from up north. We need to market Montgomery to baby boomers who are retiring. When they come here, first, they're very good for the economy. They don't get in trouble. They don't deal with the judicial system. They come in and buy homes. They usually have their average household income for a retiree in this country is pretty significant. They have retirement income. They have Social Security. And that's who you want in your town when you're trying to grow a city, are retirees.
People with disposable income.
A lot of disposable income. We have affordable housing. We have very fair property taxes, and it's attractive to people coming out of states like Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, where property taxes are significant. So this is a very marketable city. And we talked about earlier, we've got a vibrant downtown. We also have we've got just a good quality of life here. We've got a short commute time. People that come out of big cities are frustrated. They spend a lot of time in traffic. In Montgomery, we have very little traffic.
Oh, it's great. I mean, I love my 10-minute commute.
Correct.
And,
For
the people that, you know, I don't know, it's all relative, right? 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. And see, right now, Montgomery is a city with a declining population. And no matter how well-run your city is, if you have declining population, you're going to eventually have some financial issues that will force you to reduce city services. It's not a good direction to be headed in. So we need to turn the population decline into a population increase.
We're out of time.
Okay.
That's why I'd like you to come back.
Thank you, Greg.
I live in the city. I want to continue to live in the city. The people are what really make this city special.
Correct. This is what we say. Montgomery is a special place populated by special people like Jacqueline and Greg and Rosie.
Oh, well, thank you.
And the future with Izzy.
And Izzy.
Izzy the intern.
She's our future.
We hope you can stop by again before Election Day. And, folks, it is so important that you get out and vote. This election will be especially disheartening if we have low turnout. Because then, and I don't even want to talk about it on the show. It's
Greg's already getting upset.
I better calm down. I may go have one of my overtaxed cigarettes.
Oh, goodness.
All right, David, thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. We just enjoy listening to your show.
Appreciate it.
You do a good job.
Thank you.
We're glad you came here from Florida.
And keep Andy Griffin on at 9:30. Thank you.
Hey.
Oh, that sounds like no, I didn't. That was not intended as I'll vote for you if you'll keep Andy Griffith at 9:35.
You know how I feel.
She keeps me straight here. See you. We'll have Fox News in a moment. First, though, Fox Business.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks posting another round of sharp losses sparked by a soft private sector employment report combined with the weak manufacturing report from yesterday, which have intensified anxieties about an economic slowdown. The Dow falling 494 points, the Nasdaq down 123, S&P 500 down 53. And FanDuel is buying in. Its owner, Flutter Entertainment, is purchasing PokerStars owner Stars Group for about $6 billion, creating an online gambling giant. The move comes as internet and app betting is taking hold in the U.S. And Walmart is the latest store to stop selling the popular heartburn treatment Zantac and its own brand version of the medication after the FDA warned about a potential link in its ingredients to cancer. CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid have already pulled Zantac products from their shelves. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, checking the roads for the ride home this afternoon. Traffic is heavy this afternoon. Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown is beginning to build. I-65 and 85 are clear. They're moving, but there's a lot of traffic on those as well. Good amount of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka. Some congestion at the lights just before the River Bridge and at Redland Road. No accidents to report right now. We had one earlier on the East-South Boulevard in front of Baptist. We think that's wrapped up. Drive carefully this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust. Paid for.